Hey y'all, this is Lauren Bowles. You know I play Holly, the new waitress at Merlot's on HBO's True Blood, right? All right, here's the deal. I'd rather spend all night with them damn bloodsuckers than another minute listening to that Mr. Media radio. No thanks.
Today on Mr. Media, that's MRMedia.com, I'll talk to Scott Adsit, who plays TGS producer Pete Hornberger on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MRMedia.com. Mr. Media is recorded live before the surviving cast of WKRP in Cincinnati, right here in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay, am I the only one who, when TGS producer Pete Hornberger walks into and out of a scene on 30 Rock, thinks of Johnny, the airport control worker in the airplane movies? That character, played by Steven Stucker, stole many a scene Lloyd Bridges was in, much the same way that Scott Adsit, who plays Pete, can tear away a moment from any character on the show with a sincerely played line of utter lunacy. Adsit looks like he would be the normal guy on a set of full-on nut jobs, but he's clearly one of them. Now, 30 Rock, which airs Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., is now in its fifth season, as Tina pointed out in the very first episode of the season, of stocking NBC and network television in general in the jaw. It maintains a consistently high standard for both gentle and fall-down laughing humor. It is also one of the best sitcoms on the air, now or ever, and every year it brings home an armload of awards to prove it. Now, joining me today to talk about Season 5 is Scott Adsit, making his second visit to our little show. Scott, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Oh, the place looks great. You really made it. It's a lot better than it was when last time I was here. It looks beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for noticing, frankly. We put a lot of elbow grease into that.
The interview loft is really, it's a little less bachelor-y now.
I took down the pictures of Pam Anderson. She was growing a little long in the tooth, you know?
You took a pair up, I see.
Yeah, well, you know, classics never die. Hey, listen, Scott, 30 Rock is a show.
Except
30 Rock is a show about life behind the scenes at a TV show and a network. What would we find funny and revealing if we could peek behind the scenes at 30 Rock itself?
The thing I like is occasionally, you know, I'll be walking around between scenes or at the food table, and I'll hear this beautiful woman's voice singing, and it'll be singing some, you know, 70s power ballad, and it'll approach slowly and beautifully, and I'll look up, and it'll be Tracy Morgan. Just, he's got the most beautiful voice. He loves to share it, but he does love the female torch songs. And that keeps my bobber bobbing.
I don't think you can say bobber on internet radio. I'll have to look that up with standards and practices.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And who on the show is funnier than the lines that are written for them?
Me.
There you go.
You wouldn't believe how funny I am when I'm not playing straight. I would say Jane Krakowski is a pretty funny person if you hang out with her long enough.
I think you get a pretty good sense of her being funny. Well, of course, you know, going back to Ally McBeal, even.
Yeah, she's a pro. She's very, very funny. And but she's funny off stage too.
And what's ahead for Pete this season?
Who knows? Pete is not the top of the writing assignments, I think, in the writer's room right now. So I think we'll find out little things about Pete as we go. Generally, Pete is like an advent calendar. You know, just occasionally you'll open a little door and get a window into what his life is like, in spite of his kind of normal facade. So what's ahead, I'm not sure. Maybe some repercussions over that cutaway we did last week.
Well, what if, I mean, have they ever talked about an episode where we would see everything from Pete's perspective, give you, you know, your 30 minutes?
Wouldn't that be great? I don't know.
It would be great.
You know, we find that out when we get the script.
Is it,
write a letter.
Is it difficult sometimes? Because, yeah, I mean, your moments in the show are they're very precise, they're very well placed, and, you know, yeah, I mean, you acknowledge it. You don't have as many lines as Tracy does, for example. But when you come in, you've got to really hit the mark.
It is like stepping up to the plate sometimes. When you have less to do, you have to make it. You have to get a home run every time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little difficult, but you know, it's just so well written that it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah, let me ask you this. The show's in its fifth year now. Have you ever wondered if you had been cast on the show as someone other than Pete, who might you have been?
probably Tracy.
Okay. That's interesting. I honestly was thinking...
Tracy or...
go ahead.
I'll tell you, I would have enjoyed... In the first season, Rachel Dratch had a great position, being a different character every week. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Rachel Dratch was on every week, and she would play a different character, and always very funny. And I think I would have enjoyed that a lot.
Hmm. I got to tell you, I was thinking Kenneth the Page, personally.
Oh, really? I'll give him a shot. I'll ask him if I can take his role.
I don't know.
We're doing a live show. We're doing a live show on October 14th. We're moving into the SNL studio, 8H, and we're broadcasting the entire show as it happens, as a stunt, and we're hoping people will be suckered into it.
Well, there was a live show that you guys did during the strike, wasn't there?
We did it on stage here in New York for a crowd of about 300 to benefit the crew of our show. We did a little fundraiser for the people who were out of work because of the writer's strike. And this one is for the whole nation. And who knows what's going to happen. I hope something screws up. I hope it doesn't go really smoothly, because then there's no story.
So, are you hinting that perhaps you might cause something to screw up just to see what happens?
I might grab some headlines. We'll see what happens.
I got another Pete question for you.
We're dead on the set of 30 Rock Live.
Have you ever wondered about having Pete cross over to another show, like maybe Law and Order, and what kind of trouble Pete Hornberger might get into on the streets of New York?
Well, I'll tell you, I did an episode of Special Victims Unit where I played a guy who kind of accidentally molested a woman, and he gets arrested for it. And he's not too different from Pete, I'll tell you. So I think there's some fan fiction in that, if nothing else.
All right, last question, Scott.
Have you heard of slash fiction? Have you heard of slash fiction?
I've heard of fan fiction. What is flash fiction?
Flash, it's when they take characters like, you know, Mr. Spock and Captain Kirk and make them hook up.
Oh.
It's prose, and they just write erotica based on, you know, Liz and Kenneth, the page.
Are you reading it or are you writing it?
It's not for me.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
I'm avoiding it.
All right. Scott, last question for you. you know, we've all heard that Steve Carell is leaving The Office. And do you hear that and you start to wonder how long Tina will want to stick with 30 Rock?
Well, I think our contracts are up after the sixth season. I'm sure we'll go as long as that. That's one more season after this. And from there, it's anybody's guess. Tina is a movie star, too, so she may want to concentrate on that. Just leave us out to pasture. We don't know. Whatever happens, I mean, I think we'll all be fine work-wise. I'm speaking as an actor now.
Right.
We don't even think of my next paycheck. But I'm hoping that we'll go longer than six because I really love the show, and I think it maintains its integrity, too. No,
absolutely.
We haven't jumped a shark as far as I'm concerned yet.
All right. Well, folks, listen. You can still see Scott Adsit every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. in 30 Rock, now in its fifth season on NBC, and catch up on the shows you missed by ordering DVDs for the first four seasons, now available at a great price on MrMedia.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Danke, Herr Media.
Take care of yourself. And for more original interviews with your favorite TV and film stars, including our first interview with Scott, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also, give us a couple of stars, write a little review. And if you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. And you can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.